Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. It's a beautiful wood beside a stone castle. Today's story is about a princess who makes a deal with a frog that changes her life forever. It's called The Frog Prince. One fine evening, a young princess put on her bonnet and clogs and went out to take a walk by herself in the woods. When she came to a cool spring of water that rose in the midst of the woods, she sat down to rest for a while. After all, it's not all that comfortable to go for a long walk in clogs. After resting her poor, tired feet, the princess decided to play with her very favorite toy, a golden ball. The princess loved her golden ball and was always tossing it up into the air and catching it again as it fell. After tossing the ball up and down for several minutes, the princess accidentally threw it up so high that she missed catching it as it fell, and the ball bounded away and rolled along upon the ground, till at last it fell down into the spring. The princess looked in the spring for her ball, but it was very deep. It was so deep that she could not see the bottom of it. Then the princess began to wail about her loss and cried, "Alas, if I could only get my ball again, I would give all my fine clothes and jewels and everything that I have in the world." While she was speaking, a frog popped its head out of the water and said,
"Princess, why do you weep so bitterly?"
"Alas," said she, "what can you do for me, you nasty frog? My golden ball has fallen into the spring."
The frog said, "I want not your pearls and jewels and fine clothes, but if you will love me and let me live with you and eat from your golden plates and sleep upon your fancy bed. I will bring you your ball again."
"What nonsense," thought the princess. "This silly frog is talking. He can never even get out of the spring to visit me, though he may be able to get my ball for me. And therefore I will tell him he shall have what he asks." So she said to the frog, "Well, if you will bring me my ball, I will do all you ask." Then the frog put his head down and dove deep under the water. And after a little while, he came up again with the ball in his mouth and threw it on the edge of the spring. As soon as the young princess saw her golden ball, she ran to pick it up, and she was so overjoyed to have it in her hands again that she never thought of the frog, but instead ran home with it as fast as she could. The frog called after her, "Stay, princess, and take me with you as you promised." But she did not stop to hear a word. The next day, just as the princess had sat down to dinner, she heard a strange noise. Tap, tap, plash, plash, as if something was coming up the marble staircase. And soon afterwards, there was a gentle knock at the door, and a little voice cried out and said, "Open the door, my princess dear, open the door to thy true love here, and mind the words that thou and I said by the fountain cool in the greenwood shade." Then the princess ran to the door and opened it, and there she saw the frog, whom she had quite forgotten. At this sight, she was sadly frightened, and shutting the door as fast as she could, she came back to her seat at the dinner table. The king, her father, sensing that something had frightened her, asked her what was the matter. "There is a nasty frog," said the princess, "at the door that lifted my ball for me out of the spring this morning. I told him that he could live with me here, thinking that he could never get out of the spring. But there he is at the door, and he wants to come in." While she was speaking, the frog knocked again at the door and said, "Open the door, my princess dear, open the door to thy true love here, and mind the words that thou and I said by the fountain cool in the green wood shade." Then the king said to the young princess, "As you have given your word, you must keep it. So go and let the frog in." The princess did so, and the frog hopped into the room, and then straight on, tap, tap, plash, plash, from the bottom of the room to the top, till he came up close to the table where the princess sat. "Pray, lift me upon a chair," said he to the princess, "and let me sit next to you." As soon as she had done this, the frog said, "Put your golden plate nearer to me, that I may eat out of it." This she did, and when he had eaten as much as he could, he said, "Now I am very tired. Carry me upstairs and put me into your bed." And the princess, though very unwilling and unhappy about it, took the frog up in her hand and put him upon the pillow of her own bed, where he slept beside her all night long. As soon as it was light, he jumped up, hopped downstairs, and went out of the house. "Now then," thought the princess, "at last he is gone, and I shall be troubled with him no more." But she was mistaken, for when night came again, she heard the same tapping at the door, and the frog came once more and said, "Open the door, my princess dear, open the door to thy true love here, and mind the words that thou and I said by the fountain cool in the green wood shade." And when the princess opened the door, the frog came in and slept upon her pillow as before till the morning broke. And the third night he did the same. But when the princess awoke on the following morning, she was astonished to see, instead of the frog, stood a handsome prince, gazing at her with the most beautiful eyes she had ever seen, and standing at the head of her bed. He told her that he had been enchanted by a spiteful fairy who had changed him into a frog, and that he had been fated to remain that way until some princess took him out of the spring and let him eat from her plate and sleep upon her bed for 3 nights.
"You," said the prince, "have broken the fairy's cruel spell on me with your care. And now I have nothing to wish for, but that you should go with me into my father's kingdom, where I will love you as long as you live."
The young princess was not so foolhardy as to say yes immediately. The prince stayed as a visitor to the castle, and the two became great friends. And after getting to know one another quite well, and having many adventures together as people, rather than one of them being a frog for most of the courtship, the princess finally said yes to the prince's invitation to live together always in his father's kingdom. The enchanted prince's father sent a beautiful coach to pick up the happy couple, with 8 beautiful horses, decked with plumes of feathers and a golden harness. Then they took leave of the princess's royal father and mother, and got into the coach with 8 horses, and all set out, full of joy and merriment, for the prince's kingdom, which they reached safely. And there they lived happily ever after.
It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. If you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.